it doesn't. Mission.
You're listening to This Week in Radio News. Radio news about radio waves, radio art, and more. I'm Tom Rowe, your host, and we'll travel across the ether to hear what's going on in radio news. Paranormal radio legend Art Bell died at his Nevada home. Bell started KNYE 95.1 FM in Nevada, and at his peak, he discussed paranormal actions, supernatural occurrences, and conspiracy theories on his late-night Coast to Coast AM show on 500 North American radio stations. He got an FCC technician license at age 13, once set a Guinness Book of World Records record for broadcasting solo for 116 straight hours as a DJ at KSBK in Okinawa, Japan. Bell also was known to have operated a pirate radio station at Amarillo Air Force Base, playing anti-war music. He retired several times from both terrestrial radio and Sirius XM satellite radio, but never for too long. Quote, "It's my life, and that's all I have ever done," unquote, he said. Quote, "I went through a lot of family problems, so that interrupted things, and I was overseas 4 years, and that certainly interrupted things. I went back to radio because I love it," unquote. Often after broadcasting for hours late at night, Bell would go on the 75-meter amateur radio band with a group of friends using the Phonetics Old Broken Bottles for his call sign. His final broadcast, then on Midnight in the Desert, was December 11, 2015, when he said unspecified security concerns at his home drove him from the radio, causing conspiracy theories to ripple like waves across the air.
Art Bell, radio host best known for a paranormal-themed nightly show syndicated on hundreds of stations in the 1990s, he has died at his home in southern Nevada. Bell died Friday. He was 72. Autopsy is going to be conducted to determine the cause of death. He hosted a popular radio talk show, Coast to Coast AM, before leaving the airwaves in 2002, broadcast that show from his radio station in the desert, inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2008. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
It's truly a sad night. We've got such fond memories, and it's just something that's unbelievable, really.
You know, Art and I were not that close. We had our differences. But he was one of those instrumental in me being where I am right now.
But I know, even with your differences, that you guys always kept the audience in mind, and you still do. And so that was a common thread that you guys had together.
God, he just had his second little baby.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh.
Radio host Art Bell could talk for hours about conspiracy theories, ghost stories, alien abductions, or things a Sasquatch might say.
So we actually have Bigfoot sounds. Good Lord. Are Bigfoot capable of big, blood-curdling screams?
Oh, I'm quite certain their lungs are just massive.
In the past year, human error caused a nuclear war alert in Hawaii, and human hackers got 156 Dallas warning sirens blaring. In the latter attack, the 90 seconds of siren wailing caused by unknown hackers led to over 4,000 calls to 911. In Wired, hacker Balint Sieber details how to hack San Francisco's alarm system with a laptop and a $35 radio. Actually, Sieber found, similar systems are used in other U.S. cities. Quote, "If you wanted to send out your own music or your own alert, you could broadcast it across entire cities," unquote, Sieber says. Quote, "You could do it with something as cheap and easy as a handheld radio you can buy from Amazon," unquote. The hacker and his security firm Bastille said that alarm systems in San Francisco and Wichita, Kansas, and another unnamed city are missing basic encryption and use the open airwaves, so anyone could break in. Bastille could hack into the software of ATI systems, and the company issued a statement, quote, "Before customers panic too much, please understand that this is not a trivially easy thing that just anyone can do. At the same time, a certain level of concern is justified. As technology evolves, the level of threat evolves," unquote. The level of threats to infrastructure around the world is rising. Last August, there was a cyber attack against a petrochemical plant in Saudi Arabia intended to cause an explosion, and Russia has been accused of attacking Ukraine's electrical grid. Sometime soon, someone will successfully hack an alert system or worse in the United States. Ars Technica reports that after 9 years, Democrat Mignon Clyburn is leaving the Federal Communications Commission. Clyburn was known for her votes for consumer protection regulations over the objections of internet service providers, championing net neutrality and other issues. Her term expired in June 2017, but FCC rules let her stay until the end of 2018. But she decided to leave early and not seek another five-year term. Former FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler frequently called Clyburn, quote, the conscience of the commission, unquote. Other Democrats had more praise. Quote, Mignon Clyburn will go down in history as one of the best FCC commissioners of all time, unquote, former FCC official and consumer advocate Gigi Sohn said. Quote, for nearly 9 years, she has been a vocal and passionate advocate for the public interest and defender of the most vulnerable in our society, unquote. If President Donald Trump follows protocol, he will appoint a Democrat recommended by the Senate's Democratic leadership, and the Senate will then vote to confirm the new commissioner. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said last month that FCC official Jeffrey Starks, an assistant chief at the agency's Enforcement Bureau, would be the nominee. An enforcement official will hardly be a replacement for a public advocate like Clyburn. The Hill reports that 15 Democratic senators, including New York's Kirsten Gillibrand and Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, this week sent a very strongly worded letter to the Federal Communications Commission about how there are so many automated solicitation calls or robocalls. Quote, in an era when the onslaught of unwanted and abusive robocalls is on the rise, we are concerned that the absence of these core protections could result in even more invasive calls and texts, unquote, the senators wrote in a letter to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. Last year, the FCC gave out a $122 million fine for one robocall scammer accused of nearly 100 million illegal robocalls over a three-month period. But going after robocallers one at a time won't work, and the government's do not call lists are not working. The Do Not Call Registry began in 2003, and since then, the Federal Trade Commission and the Justice Department have only filed 131 cases against violators. So, in the letter to Pai, the senators proposed making the Do Not Call protection stronger. The 538.com website reports about space transmission and the dwindling band space for radio waves and the pending switch to laser communication. The current speeds of space communication can be compared to download and upload speeds on Earth. Quote, we can receive 1.5 megabits per second from Mars, which is an average of 200 million kilometers from Earth. From Pluto, 7.5 billion kilometers out, download speeds are more like 1 kilobit per second, unquote. Rebecca Boyle writes in the story. Those speeds are over the deep space network, with spacecraft sending signals to a collection of giant radio antenna managed by NASA in California, Spain, and Australia. Sometimes, though, there are too many transmissions. Quote, our current scheduling techniques work quite well when missions are spread across the sky as they typically are, unquote, said Stephen Lichten, manager of special projects at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Quote, it is more challenging when missions are clumped, such as when a large number launch at the same time for the same destination, unquote. In 2020, for instance, the network will be overwhelmed with missions to Mars from SpaceX, India, the United Arab Emirates, the European Space Agency, and NASA. So NASA is testing a new interplanetary internet called disruption-tolerant networking, with relay stations, quote, that can hold information in transit, serving as a buffer against delays or glitches, unquote. But space agencies have further plans to move off of radio waves and switch to lasers. Quote, laser communication systems encode data onto a beam of optical light as opposed to radio wavelengths, and then transmit it between spacecraft and the Earth. Focused laser light operates in wavelengths 10,000 times shorter than radio waves, meaning that lasers can pump out more information per second. As a result, laser data transfer rates are 10 to 100 times better than those of radio systems. Lasers are also better at maintaining their signal strength across vast distances, unquote, Boyle writes. The Laser Communications Relay Demonstration Mission launches next year. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm's Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.